Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want everybody to say hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay, we like it noisy. Just as my husband said, you can say hallelujah when you are happy. You can shout amen. You have liberty. When we come to the presence of God, we have liberty. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay. We're just starting. I bring you greetings from your brothers and sisters in Nigeria. I also bring you greetings from my children. Yesterday evening, we spoke with the one in Germany. He's staying in a place called Berlin, a medical doctor there. And he said he had been praying for us over here, and every one of them. Our church in Nigeria, in Abuja, my women in particular, because we just finished a very big convention where we had, at the second day, we had 60,000 women, and we lost count. We had to close the meeting in the fourth day because there were so many, and we couldn't contain the crowd. Many of them, because I was one of their speakers and one of their mamas. So a lot of them knew I was coming over. They are praying for you. I say, God bless you all in Jesus' name. I say, God bless you all in Jesus' name. I want to hear that amen. Battle Church is such a blessing to us, to our children, even here in Britain. Dennis had become like a father to our daughter in Coventry. Battle Church had been a blessing to Nigeria. Our church, I still remember when they came about two times for medical evangelism, that even led a chief to give his heart to Jesus through the ministry of Dennis. We want to thank God for him and his wife and his family, and the elders and the deacons, the leaders that were there, then planning all these meetings that had helped our church in Nigeria. We are grateful. And I'm so happy to see faces that we met in those days. You are still looking good, shining. If you are not smiling, please turn to somebody and say, smile, be happy. Turn to somebody and say, smile. You are in the presence of God. Today, God is about doing something good for everybody here. If you believe it, say amen.
Amen.
For this remaining part of the year, as I took my time to pray, knowing that I was coming over here, the Lord laid this message in my heart. So when I release these prophetic words, I want you to say amen, because it must surely come to pass.
Amen.
The remaining part of the year, God is going to do something good for you.
Amen.
I want you to say amen.
Amen.
And I also want to say, anything that wants to stop that progress, the Lord is going to rise against it. And I want you to know also that God is about to give somebody laughter here.
Amen.
Is somebody hearing me? I said, God is about to give somebody a good laughter. You know, there are times we laugh, insinuating laugh. You may laugh because maybe you are just mocking at somebody. But there's a time that God gives you a laughter that you laugh with your whole heart because God has done something. So I am prophesying to somebody here that God is going to give you a good laughter.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Our God is wonderful. He's a great I am. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. I want us to read Psalm 8, verse 1 and 9. That's where God asked me to minister to us this morning. The book of Psalms, chapter 8, verse 1 and 9. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Verse 9 says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I want to talk to us about somebody I have fallen in love with, about somebody that has turned my life around, about somebody that had given me hope and given me future. I don't know the name you may call this person I want to talk about. I call him the awesome God. I want us all to say the awesome God.
The awesome God.
Let's say it again.
The awesome God.
Okay. You know, many people have different names they give to this great man I fell in love with. Some in our country calls him Jehovah Overdue. That is, he has done something so much that it is so much. And so it's called Jehovah Overdue. We have those who know him as a healer. They know him as a provider. They know him in so many forms. But I know him as the awesome God. As I read my scriptures, I see a man that walked around his big palace. His name was called Nebuchadnezzar. When he stood at the Hanging Garden of Babylon, he looked around the whole world and said, truly, my hands have done this. And when he did that, the awesome God, this my awesome God, sent the watchers. It just gave him a touch. His heart became the heart of an animal. Developed claws, hairs all over his body, and he moved into the forest. All his counselors and magicians, they tried all their best to bring back the king. He refused to come because he heard a voice. And that voice said, my glory I will not share with any man. And so he moved into the forest. 7 years passed him. The dews, everything, water, snow, whatever you call it, heat, passed through him. No animal killed him. He ate sand and dry grasses. When the 7th year passed him, my Bible said he lifted up his eyes. He saw the awesome God. And he said, truly, the Lord God liveth and giveth his power to whomsoever he wills. He saw him as the one, the only power. So saying this means that Nebuchadnezzar diminished and saw the Almighty God. John also saw the awesome God. When God took him up to in a vision, he saw 24 elders bowing and saying, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. And I want to tell you this morning that that awesome God is here today to meet your needs. He will meet you at the point of your needs. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The book of Psalm we have read described the awesome God and said, how excellent. David said, how excellent is our God. And I see him in how excellent he is in creation. The whole world, all the beauticians and those who can mix colors, they have tried all their best to mix different colors. But you can never look at the one that God has done, God's creation. There's nobody that has a color that can beat God's creation. Look at the flowers. Look at yourself. Just turn and look at somebody sitting with you. Just look at how great he is. He had made us different colors, beautiful, some tall, some are not that short, not that tall. No matter how you are, he says he made us in his own image. You are beautifully and wonderfully made.
Praise God.
So, he is excellent in creation. Look at the animals, look at the birds. Look at, they are so beautiful, the vegetation, the fruits we eat. This man, this my awesome God I fell in love with is too much. He's also excellent in love. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. When our forefathers sinned against him, he did not just throw them out. The Bible tells us, Genesis chapter 3, that he picked an innocent animal, removed the skin and made a coat or apron and put it on our forefathers, covered their nakedness, and still made a provision. He said, from the seed that will come from the womb of the woman, that the head of the serpent shall be bruised, which happened at the cross of Calvary. So that today, whether I'm from Nigeria, Africa, you are from Britain, those from America, wherever, as we embraced what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary, we have become one family. We have become children of God. We have become those that have hope and those that have future. His love cannot be fathomed. He is excellent in power. I was built to be in Houston and New York, where I would have program with some churches and our women. God, that is so wonderful, delivered me from the hurricane, because it was just that week I was about to travel. Then when I looked at the pictures, the television, what is going on, I said, scientists, they've known so much, but they cannot stop this hurricane. They couldn't stop the tornadoes, the winds, and everything that was happening. Everybody was running helter-skelter. This God is powerful. Our God is great. I remember the other man in the scriptures. His name is called Belshazzar. He was drunken with power that he had to pick the glasses, utensil, things that were meant for the temple. And then he put in his wine as he was about drinking. The powerful God said, numbered, numbered, weighed and divided. Your kingdom shall be given to the Medes and the Persians. Today, that was the end. He is so powerful, and he does not share his glory with anybody. Look at what God has done. The sun has not taken the place of the moon. Neither had darkness come over when we are having a day. Even the oceans, he gives direction. Everything is working. The time of winter, even though they are talking of climate change, but then nobody has the power that our God has. He is excellent also in his glory and in his majesty. The whole earth is filled with his glory. John said, I saw the 24 elders bowing down, crying. The Lord God omnipotent reigned. The angels are worshiping him. People are repenting. God is doing great things. He is powerful in his glory. He is a mighty God. I remember when thieves came into our house, into a hotel near us, to attack our speaker. We had a speaker that came to talk on marriage and home. He took his notebook he had been using to teach and his Bible and his handbag. We prayed and prayed and prayed and forgot it, and we were transferred to Abuja. The powerful God met him. He was arrested and put in prison. His other fellow men that came with him were equally arrested. But this great God in his own ways caused him to be delivered. These other ones were sentenced to death by hanging because of their robbery. But he was kept. We were in Abuja one day. We saw somebody hanging a bag and coming. So, who are you looking for? Say, please, is this where Reverend Gigi Uche is? We said, yes. I am the thief that stole when he was in Canada. The Bible, the notebook I stole, I carried, I've used the money, but the Bible followed me and converted me. I am now a Christian. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
How powerful is our God? The Bible he stole. He stayed in the prison. He said he has read it 10 times. You know what happened to him? The governor came and delivered him. He was among those that was given amnesty. So he was freed. So he started searching for us till he came to Abuja. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This God is wonderful. This God is powerful. Isaiah saw this awesome God high and lifted up. And the one that interests me is this one of Pharaoh. When Moses went to tell Pharaoh, God is saying, let my people go. And he said, who is this God we are talking about? He said, Moses said, his name is I am whom I am. He said, what sign do you have? Moses threw his rod on the ground and it became a snake. And he said, this is a simple thing in Egypt. Where are my magicians? They came and threw their own rods. But the rod of Moses picked up the snake that Moses turned rod. The rod turned snake. Pick all the snakes. And when that finished, what does that mean? It means that the authority of Egypt has finished. There was nothing more. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God sent plagues until Pharaoh called Moses and said, I don't want to see your face again. Any day you see my face, you die. And Moses said, so be it. And after that, God had to pass through the land of Egypt, kill all the firstborn. And Pharaoh said, send for me, Moses, go with your children, with your wife, with your animals. Moses said, even a hoof shall not be left in Egypt. And not just that, he carried their wealth and left, showing who this awesome God is. We also call him Ocean Divider. Because when Moses gets to that Red Sea, by the breath of his nostrils, the Red Sea was parted into two. He is an awesome God. He's still the same one that promoted Joseph from prison to palace. In Luke chapter 8, verses 43 to 49, we saw God's awesomeness in his delivering of that woman that had issue of blood for 12 years. Something I noted about the woman. One, she spent all her money looking for healing. Two, she becomes so sickly and become tiny, insignificant again in the society. Number three, she avoids people because her condition was detestable. People cannot go near her. A woman that had such blood hemorrhage for all those years. Number four, this woman reached her final bus stop. And she was told to go home and die. While she was on her way to die, she heard a sound, she heard a noise. What is going on? They said Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And so this woman gathered all her strength and moved there. Say, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made well. She exercised all the strength she had and touched the hem of Jesus' garment. We were told in verse 44 of that Luke chapter 8 that straightway she got instantly healed. What am I saying? I want to invite you today to touch Jesus, our awesome God. Touch him with that sickness that has defied medical attention. Touch him with that sudden hardship that had come upon you. No money. Touch him. In Nigeria, I will say, touch him with that barrenness. Because there are those looking for the fruit of the womb. Over there, people cry because it's not easy to be married to an African. You didn't have a child. It's a problem. Touch him with that barrenness. There are those too who are pregnant and have miscarriage. Each time a baby comes in, it's aborted. You can touch Jesus today. And Jesus can touch you. As you raise your little faith, even if it's as small as the tip of the needle. I know you have all medicals here. But I want to tell you that at the end of all this thing, God is a healer. Jesus is the healer.
Hallelujah.
Touch him. With premature death in the family, touch him, he can stop it. Touch Jesus today with every unfruitfulness. There are people who walk like an elephant and eat as an ant. It seems nothing is working. Touch him with that life of prayerlessness. You started well and you used to pray very well, but suddenly you don't fancy prayer any longer. You don't have time to kneel down in your house and pray. You just don't feel happy to come to his presence. You know, there are people who sometimes we go to a place, they say, you are given 10 minutes to preach, but we have 2 hours to eat. We have 2 hours to eat and play, but 10 minutes. Prayer, we can do it within 1 second. Today, you can renew back your prayer life. When you discover that you are no more praying, you are no more happy to pray, you don't have time again in your home to kneel down. You don't have a time to come for morning prayers in the church or things that is going on in the church. You need to touch Jesus today. You need a revival. You need to come back. That woman touched Jesus. You can touch Jesus today concerning your spiritual weakness. We cannot lie to ourselves. We can lie to other people. What are those weaknesses in you? The awesome God is here today to effect a change. You can touch Jesus with that loveless marriage. There are times that some couples, they are almost at the verge of divorce, but they manage to be pretending a smile in the church, and nobody knows that things are going apart. There is no peace in your house. I'm telling you today, by the word of God, that the Prince of Peace is here. Touch him and he will release peace back into that home. That lovelessness will go. And you will be happy again in your marriage. You are meant to be happy. You should be happy in that marriage. And anything that is trying to destroy that marriage, kill it yourself. Remove it. And let love return. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You can touch Jesus today with your unruly children. I want us to know that some of the churches that have been closed down today is because there is no generation that continues. The Bible tells us that after the death of Joshua, the elders that took over were not able to raise a new generation to tell them about the awesome God and the wonderful miracles he has been doing. And so I read that portion and I wept. So there arose a generation that knew not God, nor anything God has ever done. Today you have to touch Jesus. If you have an unruly children, there are many children that have sent the parents to the grave because they don't want to hear the word of God. What do you do as a father, as a mother? You have tried talking to them, you have tried prayers. I want to ask you, have you tried tears? And I want you to believe God today that the seed that you planted in the life of those children, right from when they were small, shall never, never die. Praise the living God.
Hallelujah.
We have witnessed so many. We have one preaching here. He had been to this church before, Matthias, who is at Bromley in Swiss Savo Assemblies. We live with them. It was so bad. In fact, the father had died, the mother had died, hypertension, all kinds of sickness. But one day, the Lord touched this young man, surrendered his life to Christ, and become a Christian. Not just a Christian, a pastor.
Lord.
So I want to prophesy to you, that child that will not hear, as you continue to cry to God, God will change that. Things are around for that child.
Amen.
Even if they have run away from their home, they shall come back. Because you have planted a seed in them, and that seed will not die.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When Jesus, in what we have read about that woman, Jesus became her divine connection. And I want to prophesy to you today that you are the next in line for a touch from Jesus. If you believe it, say amen.
Amen.
And let me tell you, before this year ends, anyone connected to your destiny must surely show up before this year is over. God has a plan for your life. Write it down in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I say, receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus said to that woman, go. Your faith had made thee go. Who can withstand the power of our awesome God? I want to announce to you that help is on your way concerning that child, concerning your wife that had gone away, or your husband, concerning those children. concerning the business that is no more working, I want to announce to you that help is on the way. God will do something. And I want to tell you also, if you are sick today, that Peter and John is coming. In Acts chapter 3, the Bible tells us about Peter, who met the lame man. The lame man had been sitting on the gate of a beautiful gate for such a long time. There was no help. But suddenly, Peter and John came. And he was looking for alms. Peter said, I don't have that. What I have is what I'll give you. We have Jesus that can change your life. We have the awesome God. We are carriers of his glory. Look on us. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And I want to announce to you today that you are also a carrier of that glory.
Amen.
You are a carrier of God's unction. Exercise it in battle. Go about preaching it. Talk to people about Jesus. And he must surely heal the sick. He must surely deliver people from whatever problem that they have. And I want you to know that this is your time. No man can stop you. God will raise people to love you. God will raise people to listen to your word of God. And I want you to know that your destiny is bigger than your circumstance. So relax. Circumstance says you cannot walk. Circumstance says it has finished. You are nowhere. You have nothing to do again. I want you to tell your heart that you are coming out of whatever problem that you are having.
Glory.
Say to yourself, I'm coming out. Say it again. Say it louder. Say it, let the devil hear. And everybody say amen.
Amen.
This our awesome God is a jealous God. That's what I've discovered about him. And whoever is connected with him must be holy. Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1 to 6 says, in the year King Uzziah died, I also saw the Lord on the throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims, each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one cried to another and said, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole world is full of his glory. Isaiah, the first thing he saw was his unworthiness to stand before an awesome God. I want to ask, are there detestable things in your lives that will not allow you to stand before an awesome God? One day, my husband went for a crusade. When he came back, because whenever he comes by, all of us, we shout, hey, daddy, 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 palo. We will all come out and rejoice. He left the house for a week to go and open a church and came back. While everybody came back, Chichi did not come out to greet daddy. So daddy said, where is Chichi? We are all complaining. We start searching for Chichi. Chichi came out and held his hand this way. Why did you not join us to welcome daddy? He did like this. He was molding, you know, children in those days, was molding some, using mud to mold house, mold board, mold some things. So the hand was so dirty, filled up with mud. He said, I can't come to greet daddy with this hand. And the hands were so dirty. I learned something there. We cannot stand before a holy God with dirty hands. We can't stand before a holy God with dirty hearts. We cannot stand before a holy God with feet that are swift to do evil. We can't stand before a holy God with the mouth that says detestable things. We can't stand before a holy God with heart that devised mischief, with hearts that cannot forgive, that heart that carries malice, that heart that does wickedness, that carries hatred. We cannot stand before a holy God. This is why Isaiah said, woe is me, for I am unclean. My mouth is unclean. People around me are unclean. We cannot stand before him with dirtiness. He's an awesome God, but he's a jealous God. We don't have to approach him with sin. That is why Jesus was sent to die and shed the blood on the cross of Calvary to cleanse us from all unrighteousness and make us fit to stand before his presence. If there are things in your life that is detestable, somebody said, if you hate somebody, you refuse to forgive, that you are taking in poison and expecting your enemy to die, don't know whether you get me. You have problem with somebody. You refuse to make peace. When you see the person coming this way, you take this one. You cannot be in the company of that person. You are carrying that person in your heart, and you are expecting that it's hurting that person. That is like taking poison, and you are expecting your enemy to die when the enemy did not take that poison. You know, sometimes people don't even know that you have hurt against them. And you are moving, you are carrying that person in your heart, but the person does not know. We cannot carry this kind of heart and stand before an holy God. We need to repent and renew our relationship with him so that he can bless us today. We have to repent from telling lies as Christians. We have to repent from pride. Repent from malice. Repent from evil eye. Repent from discord, sowing discord among the brethren. If you have a discord sower now, battle will scatter. Because you're removing. Did you hear? Before you know it, this church has scattered. Thank God we don't have such people in our midst. We have to repent from angry spirits. We have to repent from those things God is not happy about. Repent from immorality. Be contented with your wife. Repent from lust. Repent from pornographic films. A lot of Christians, they don't go out to commit the adultery. They commit it with their phone. And they be looking at pornography. What do you enjoy from that? No time to read the word of God. John chapter 1 verse 12 says, as many as receive him, to them he gives the power to become sons and daughters of God. Acts chapter 4 verse 12 says, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Today you have the opportunity. You heard the voice. He said, I heard the voice of God crying. Whom shall I send? And who shall go for us? Isaiah said, here am I. Send me. Surrender your life to Jesus so that you will be useful in his hands in this end time that we are in. If your relationship with Jesus is cordial, you will love souls. You would like to go for evangelism. You would like to pray. You would like to win others. I want to conclude my story about the awesome God by telling you another side of this awesome God. I want to tell you that the next side of him is that he keeps his promise. The awesome God keeps his promises. In Isaiah 54 verse 4, he says, be not afraid, for you shall not be ashamed, neither shall you be disgraced. This is his promise. He said, for you will never be put to shame. In Isaiah 54:15, he says, indeed, they shall surely assemble, but not because of you. Whoever assembled against you shall fall for your sake. That's the promise of God. In Isaiah 49:25, see, he says, I will contend with those who contend with thee. In Genesis 18:14, he says, is anything too hard for him? He is a God of all impossibilities. You know, one of it is my husband's journey to this place. It was a miracle of you call it raw miracle. Have you heard where the doors have been closed? Those who gives boarding pass, everything, the plane has started steaming, they were about removing the ladder, and suddenly he came forth. As we were coming, they said, no. BA has closed everything. He said, yes, we know. Just open the door. Open. As he passed to the next one, he said, it's closed. Nobody's in the camp. I know. Just open the door. Just like Elisha followed Elijah. And truly, when he got to that place, there was no human being again. in the counter because BA was the only plane that was to leave that morning. So other workers are everywhere was empty. As he left, I was outside with Chichi. Because Chichi had just preached a message in our church that said, with God, nothing shall be impossible. So I held him. I said, stand here. Stand here with me. And let us do this prayer. Yes, nothing shall be impossible. Daddy must enter the plane. He must enter. Two of us, we were praying. Daddy must enter. He must be in that
place. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Suddenly, three angels came. We call them angels. One of them said, Daddy, Daddy, what are you doing here? He said, I was about this place. Is that? Okay. She just picked her phone. She picked Daddy's login, put on the other person's shoulders. Oh, yeah. They start moving. He took him to business class. What we paid for was economy. Every protocol was broken. Everything was tacked. Every paper was signed. And after, the woman now gave order. And the plane moved. Is he not an awesome God? It's only God that can do that. God can break protocol for your sake. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Exodus 15:26 says, I am the Lord that he led thee. I told you that the other side of this awesome God is that he keeps his promise. There is no sickness he cannot heal. He sent his word and healed them all. Psalm 23 verse 4 is another promise. Say, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Time will fail me to tell you what God has been doing. Robbers had visited us with a big stick, with guns, with torchlight. They pointed on my husband. They pointed on me. They asked him, where is the money? And my husband said, which money? They looked at him. The one with torch looked at me and looked down with a one with stick and one with gun. I was standing there speaking in tongues. My husband was kneeling down praying. Before we knew it, we heard, hey, they are coming. They started running. They did not steal anything from us, but they have stolen from many people. And in running, light was off. And they fell by the stairs, had wounds, blood all over. They ran, and these people had robbed and killed many people. But they saw somebody else in that room. We were two, but they saw the third person. Just as that man saw the fourth man in the fire of Daniel. And we were delivered. Praise the living God. So I said to you, fear no evil, for the Lord is with you. Say, behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me, they are for signs and for wonders. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 8, I'll close. It says, the Lord shall command his blessings upon you in your storehouses and upon all that you will set your hands to do. I invite you to this awesome God this morning. I want you to turn your life to him. I want you to be open. He's going to use you. I want to tell you that there are so many opportunities around you. Don't miss that opportunity. There is something in you. You are carrying. You have a potential. There is something God has put. You are a carrier of glory. You are a carrier of healing. You are a carrier of the triune God. Surrender your life to him and let him use you. When we came here first, we sang a song. My God can do anything, anytime, anywhere. My God can do anything. Let's stand up together. He made the lame to rise and walk, the blind to see, the deaf to hear. My God can do anything. Let's sing it louder than that. My God can do, believe it, anything, anytime, anywhere. My God can do anything. Karebo shenda dalababa. He made the lame to rise and walk, the blind to see, the deaf to hear. My God want us to lift our voices and pray this morning. I don't believe in that too much quiet prayers. People of God, lift up your voices. If you don't have anything to say, begin to worship this awesome God. Give him glory. Worship him in his majesty. Worship him in tongues. If you have received the Holy Ghost, you can begin to worship him in tongues and bless his name.
Yes, Lord,
and
yes.
Say, Lord, I am here. Minister to me. Use me. If you don't know him, ask him to come into your life. Are you sick today? The healer is here. Are you in love? The provider is here. Are you depressed? Are you distressed? He is here to encourage your heart. Raka robo siki nda ya la la ba 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 ba. Kriya ba ba kuri ma sheri ya la kuri. Kana bo si nda ya la la ba ba. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory ya ba ba.
Kama suka raka ba sheri ya la kuri.
Kriya la si nda ya la la ba ba. Lord, manifest your presence. Thou awesome God. Thank you, mighty God.
I want to ask. If there's anybody here that wants to renew his or her relationship with this awesome God, is there anybody here that wants to say, Jesus, come into my heart. Come and revive me. Come and change me. Come and make me your child. I don't know if there's anybody here that will say, Lord, I am a carrier of your glory. Manifest yourself through me. As I begin to minister to other people, I don't know if we have such people. We want you to come and we are going to pray for you. I can feel his presence here to heal the sick. So you can come forward if you need that kind of prayer. God can do it again and again. He's the same God today as he's always has been yesterday and today and forever the same. There's no reason to doubt.
God can do.